This week on the Digital Marketing Scoop, I'm talking about the one advertising platform you have to be on if you're an e-commerce retailer. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. So this week I'm going to talk about the one platform that I feel you really, really have to be on if you are an e-commerce retailer. Any kind of long-term listeners will probably know the platform I'm going to discuss, and that platform is Google Shopping. Google Shopping is where you can take a feed of all the products on your website. It's run through the Google Ads platform, so you plug that feed into what's called Google Merchant Center. You connect that to your Google Ads platform, and that basically allows you to position your product at the top of Google search when somebody searches for your product or searches a term that's very, very close to it. It's a fantastic, fantastic way to get your product in front of people who are actively searching for it. So they're generally a little bit further down the funnel. They're typing in the specific product, make or model of the product. They're maybe a little bit further down the research phase. Generally, you'll find that they end up converting at a much higher rate. So it's especially vital platform if you have an e-commerce website with a huge amount of product on it, because what you may end up doing is initially putting the entire feed of products in, but after, you know, running and testing the ads for a week or two, you may find little niches or sub-niches of product that perform extraordinarily, extraordinarily well. That might be due to a lack of competition, it might be due to your pricing, it might be due to the content on your website that's converting into sales. But there's, if especially, as I say, if you have thousands and thousands of products on your site, it's a really, really amazing, amazing platform. But it's not just if you have thousands, even if you only have a few products, it is something that you should be testing. Because generally the cost per click on Google Shopping compared to a regular cost per click on a Google search ad is actually an awful lot lower. And you probably also find that, as I say, because the person is that bit further down the sales funnel, that they'll actually have a better chance of converting into a sale for you as well. So the way I would go about doing this is, if you're on Shopify, you're on WooCommerce, you're on BigCommerce, they generally, there's ways to integrate directly with Google Merchant Center. With WooCommerce, there's plugins. I think BigCommerce and Shopify, it's built into them that you can integrate with Google Merchant Center. From there, you need to connect your Google Merchant Center to your Google Ads. And from there, you need to build out your Google Shopping campaign. The big, big key, though, is you need to make sure you have e-commerce analytics tracking set up. You need to understand which ads are actually converting into the sales, which products are generating the revenue. So you really, really do need to understand that, because if you're spending, let's just pick a figure of $1,000 a month, and that's bringing in $5,000 a month, you know, you want to understand, okay, which product categories, which products are driving those sales, so that you can optimize your Google Shopping to focus, okay, we spent X amount in this product category, that did not generate much revenue. We spent the other half in this category, which did. Let's move the advertising funds from that category into the one that is performing. And that's a continuous improvement process, basically, that you would do with Google Shopping in terms of, you know, finding the niches and finding the products that would really, really work well for you and generate a fantastic return on ad spend. And I mean, that is the end goal, really, with Google Shopping, is that, you know, you spend X amount a month and you make X multiplied by 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or higher. That's the fantastic thing with Google Shopping. So if you are e-commerce, well worth your while testing out Google Shopping. Really, really great platform for helping you get new customers. Thanks for listening. That's been this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't subscribed yet, please jump into your Apple Podcasts, your Google Podcasts, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast platform is, and just make sure to follow and subscribe. Also, if you'd like to leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, I'd absolutely love for you to do that. We put out an episode every single week, all with digital marketing tips, case studies, ways to build your business with digital marketing. Also, if you are interested in bringing your own business online or looking at scaling your business, we'd love to chat with you here at Click. You can visit us online at clik.ie.